A crowd has gathered along the edges of Totem Square, which is covered almost completely in snow. Among the onlookers are school children, various government officials, and native elders. Among them, Fred Hope, who wears a white hard hat and looks up at the 40-foot pole as it's moved into place by a crane. He says he got a lot of questions from visitors last summer, wondering why the totem pole in all their brochures wasn't there.
They wanted to see that pole. They thought it was very important. And I said, well, it'll be back here again eventually, but right now it's being repaired. So they felt so disappointed because they had missed it.
The pole might not be as iconic to Sitka as its onion-domed Russian Orthodox Cathedral or its cable-stayed bridge, but since the 1940s, it's been on the map and one of the town's main sites. It's also been the source of some controversy. Designed by George Benson in the early 1940s, the pole was actually carved in Wrangell by workers with the Civilian Conservation Corps. That caused some hard feelings at the time among locals. And then there's the design. Atop the pole is a depiction of Alexander Baranov. The original design, many say, called for Baranov to be wearing clothes, but when the pole came back from Wrangell, many thought he appeared to be naked, and that the pole was an attempt to embarrass the former governor of Russian Alaska. That's sort of the way Duck Diedrichsen sees it.
The stories about him, from the bottom up, for Alexander Baranov, for enslaving and torturing my people, this was the end of it. This is to remind our people that the Russians aren't here, us Klinka still are. That's why this was carved in 42.
Others, though, see it slightly differently.
Well, I do try to stay out of these things, but I have seen the original drawing, and it doesn't look like it's a disrespectful thing at all.
That's Tommy Joseph, a master carver who just completed a restoration of the pole. He says the original plans look pretty good, but that the carvers in Wrangell all those years ago might have taken a few liberties and made some changes along the way, changes that led to misinterpretation when it returned to Sitka.
It came back more or less as a ridicule pole, and that wasn't the intent, but that's what it looked like. It looked like Baranov, the figure on top, was standing there naked instead of being clothed as in George Benson's drawing originally.
Bob Mettinger with the Sitka Historical Society says when the pole was originally put up, it fostered a lot of anger. Some people threatened to deface it, and there were inquiries into whether the Forest Service should have commissioned it in the first place. The controversy appears to have calmed some in the 70 years since this pole went into place. Most at the raising on Monday said they regard it as a piece of history, for better or for worse. Klingit Elder Nels Lawson.
I suppose it depends on who you talk to, and I don't harbor any anger over it. I like the original concept that the people of Sitka, and that's what I want remembered for my children, my grandchildren, not all the controversy.
Lawson is from the Kagwantan clan. He says it's important to know history, to learn from it, to value it, but also to look to the future.
Choose your direction based on how you interpret your issue. It could be a positive direction or it can be a negative direction, and I choose to be positive.
Tommy Joseph, the artist who restored the pole, says he learned a lot in the process, researching, for example, the knight slaying a dragon that's depicted about a third of the way up. It's apparently St. George. He also says he learned a lot about earlier restoration efforts and spent time undoing them. There are things that at the time were well-intentioned and thought to be helpful, but that artists today know to be harmful. Regardless, Joseph says the job done on the pole should last for a long time, and that the chance to work on a piece of history, even one with something of an unpleasant past, was an honor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.